Well, here we go again. More law. Another Tuesday, another round of Decalogue Demolition Derby. We've already been called idolaters, blasphemers, rebels, murderers, adulterers, fornicators, thieves, and gossips, and now we get clobbered just for being good Americans. Now we're told that simply wanting stuff is sin. Don't covet. It's so important, it's given double bill. Don't covet, don't covet. Don't want what someone else has got. Stop wishing, stop desiring, stop longing, stop dreaming. Stop wanting what your neighbor's got. Stop for a husband or a wife or kids or house or car or laptop or wardrobe like your neighbor's got. You've already got too much stuff. Don't you remember moving it last time? So stop it. Stop coveting. Stop wanting more stuff, newer stuff, better stuff. Stop chasing the American dream. Stop paying the fuel of capitalism. Stop it. Ouch. This is getting to be too much. Too much specificity, too much detail, too much demanded. The timing is perfect then, just here, as we wrap up the demands of the Decalogue in all their excruciating exactitude and in all their unrelenting reach into every corner and every second of your life, just when we need it the most. We get a simplified summary of the whole thing. Get rid of the long list. Grab the axiomatic and the pithy summary. Micah gives it in three easy parts. Do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with God. Not bad. Down from 10 to 3. That's better. Paul beats even that. He can do it with one rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. He can do it with one word. Love. That's it. One simple, one-word rule. Forget the Ten Commandments. Just one is enough. Just love. Forget the list. Just love. What a relief. No more legalism. Just love. That's much better. So, go love. Love your neighbor. When he's discouraged, take some of your time and do your best to encourage him. When he's not feeling well, then look in on him and see what you can do to help him. When he's short on cash, give him what he needs and a little more. When he's lonely, stay with him and be his friend. When he's confused, you find the answer to bring him some clarity. When he's got a problem, you make it your problem, and you solve it for him. That's what love does. Oh, and your neighbor is not only the guy next to you, but he's the guy from class that often annoys you. He's the guy back home who despises you and your faith. He's the guy living in and out of homeless shelters in downtown St. Louis. He's the guy dying of AIDS and watching his family scrounge for a meal in Malawi. Those neighbors also need what you've got. So love them too. Just love. That's all. It's not complicated. Just love them. Nothing confusing about it. Just love them. Easy, right? Love may be the summary of the law, but it is no simplification of the law. Just love is more demanding, more exacting, more expansive than any list of rules, if only it was just a list. No, the command to love is a tyrannical lord. Love is insatiable. Love always expects more. It never says, enough. There's always more that needs to be done. Love demands it. Another friend to encourage, another problem to solve, another mouth to feed, another lost sheep to find, another sinner to evangelize, another neighbor to love. Summarizing the law does nothing to soften the law. Reducing the law to love does not tame it. It makes it infinitely worse. Love is never done. It pushes you, it takes from you, it keeps asking for more. What it wants from you is more, 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 more. Until finally, inevitably, it's you that's doing the demanding. Shut up! Stop it! I can't do it! It's the way it must always end. The law wants too much. God wants too much. Even one rule is too much. Summaries don't help at all. You see, what you need is not a neat list of things to do. What you need is someone to do the list for you. What you need is not a one-word rule, love. What you need is someone to love you. What you need is not a summary. What you need is a savior. And that, my friend, is exactly what you've got. You've got Jesus. Amen.